AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Pacific Palisades, California, Nancy Cruz says it was scary seeing a wildfire get closer and closer to your home.
I was getting more and more frantic as, you know, the lights were getting darker and the sky was getting more red.
Some opulent homes in Southern California have been destroyed. People have been evacuated. Peter Mullinex with the National Weather Service says strong Santa Ana winds are only part of the equation.
60 to 80 miles an hour in some of the highest terrain, with also combined with relative humidity levels that are exceptionally dry in some areas below 20%.
There are three wildfires burning around Los Angeles. All three are 0% contained. California's wildfire season typically begins in June or July and runs through October. President-elect Donald Trump is going to the highest court to intervene in sentencing Friday in his hush money case. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
His lawyers asking the Supreme Court to step in and halt it. This comes after New York courts refused to postpone the sentencing by Judge Juan Merchan, who presided over Trump's trial and conviction last May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something he denies. The Supreme Court asked for a response from New York prosecutors by Thursday. Trump's spokesman also calling for the case to be dismissed. Julie Walker, New York.
The government says applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in nearly a year last week. Cecilia Sala, an Italian journalist detained in Iran for 3 weeks, has been freed and is heading home. A person on board a plane at Boston's Logan Airport that was taxiing for takeoff suddenly opened an exit door and was quickly restrained by other passengers. The JetBlue passenger is expected to face charges. Stocks are lower in early trading. This is AP News. France's far-right leader paid tribute to her politically polarizing father, who died at 96.
Marine Le Pen called her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, a warrior in politics, despite their notoriously harsh political disputes. Jean-Marie Le Pen, the founder of the National Front Party, was a controversial figure in France and was convicted multiple times of anti-Semitism, discrimination, and inciting racial violence. The day his death was announced, thousands of protesters gathered in Paris to celebrate. Demonstrators were seen setting off fireworks and chanting slogans such as "He is dead" in Paris's Place de la République. Similar gatherings took place in other French cities, including Lyon and Marseille. French anti-racist group SOS Racisme said Le Pen spent his life promoting the far right through racism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, and Holocaust denial. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.